this won't be a beach boo. I'm not on a beach anymore. So this is just going to be a regular boo recorded in the living room. I've been watching a Tour de France and I'm just about to have a swig of beer. Ah, delicious. Right. The last audio boo I recorded was about photography books that I'd managed to pick up while I was on my travels down in Norfolk. The following day, I managed to pick up a book called A Dream of the Land, which contains a collection of photos by a photographer called John T. Hansel. Now, John sadly died in 2005 of cancer, but his family decided that they would put this book together just as a sort of celebration of the man and his work, really. And it's an absolutely superb book. It really is. The quality of the photography, the print quality of the book is just fantastic. The images range from landscape around his native Norfolk, where he worked as a police photographer, through to images in Scotland, Yorkshire, Cumbria, Ireland. There's all sorts of places in here, and the quality of the work, well, quite honestly, I realise I've got to seriously up my game. So it's given me some food for thought, and I've got somewhere to test this new influence out. Within about 24 hours of coming home, I've managed to get something booked for next year, a holiday, and it's going to be Scotland. There's one place booked already, but the second place that I'm looking at going is the Highlands of Scotland. And what I would really, really love to do there, and this is something that it's not going to be something that I'm going to aim at, it's going to be something I'm definitely going to do, is some 5-4 work in the Scottish Highlands. That is the aim for next year. I want to do some serious, large format photography in Scotland and just capture the beauty of the place. I don't know what the weather will be like. The weather might turn and it might be dreadful, but hopefully I will get a couple of weeks up there where I can just go back to my landscape roots and just enjoy the countryside, enjoy photography, and take some hopefully brilliant photos. Whether they'll be as good as John T. Hansel's, I don't know. But you've got to have something to aim at, and I intend creating something along the lines, quality-wise, of this work. Generally speaking, the photography I took in Norfolk, I think it was an interesting trip. I'm glad I at least managed to get one project sorted out, which is a solo photo book month. I've wheedled the images down to about 90. That's going to be cut down to about 40. And the book and the gallery, online gallery at my website, will be launched about the 1st of July, 2nd of July, something like that. I've got to get the book finished by the 1st of July anyway and uploaded, so time's running out. But I've got a bit of time to have a mess around with templates and designs and things. So I will go back to my beer, have a study of this book, and hopefully it will give me a few tips on what I can shoot when I go to the Highlands next year.